Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
NutriMedical Report, and I have Eric Pratt here, the founder of Gun Owners of America. And Eric, there's lots of issues to talk about. It's not a complete story, but there's a lot of it. They really harmed the right of people to carry guns in the state of what I call the District of Criminals, or D.C., the District of Columbia. And now that it's likely that either Nancy Pelosi, which is, she's now becoming an uber conservative in the Democratic Party, which I agree with Dr. Pirro, I call them the demon rats or the dumb and crappies. They're likely to try to see if they can take away our gun rights. They can't succeed because they will have the veto of the president. And they're also likely to see the representation brought before the Supreme Court. It's likely that Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and I changed her name last year to Ruth Gator, but Ruth Gator Ginsburg is in her late 80s. She had colon cancer in 2014. She had a stent put in 2016 in her heart. She got diagnosed last year with pancreatic cancer because she probably has SIBO or small intestinal bowel overgrowth. And now she fell and broke three ribs and she's incoherent. She's out. And Trump is probably going to use Coney Barrett, which is a female uber-Christian Catholic lady with seven children and a really brilliant brain and a par excellence record. And it's very likely a woman's going to be replaced with Coney Barrett, who's considerably more conservative, especially in gun rights, than even Gorsuch and Kavanaugh. So it's my feeling that the prophecies of Mark Taylor, which we'll try to get him on the program, gun rights aren't going away. And the Democrats are, and I use this little visual analogy because I think it gets through to people. That's why people like instant video sometimes better, but you can use visual word pictures. I believe that Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats, including some of the senior ones, are going to commit a form of Japanese ceremony of lords when they lose their war called Kari-Kari, where they're going to kneel down before their little altar of Democrat dogma. They're going to stick a large geopolitical scabbard in and disembowel themselves geopolitically while they continue to argue and fight with Trump and even his family or his taxes, instead of collaborating on infrastructure and making America safe again by making sure if the new citizens come to America legally, they aren't MS-13 or criminals. And we need to have both lethal and non-lethal ways to protect ourselves. And unfortunately, the Democrats don't give a damn about that. They have no idea whatsoever of a platform to make America strong again, rich again, safe again, or to do anything positive for the American people. It's just obscene that Americans were stupid enough to vote them into office. But guess what? They're going to get a shock, the American public, because the Democrats are not going to be rational and reasonable and America first. And again, it doesn't matter. We don't want to tribalize. We're not by race or sex or whatever. These Democrats are going to be insane and suicidally stupid, and they will geopolitically disembowel themselves between now and 2020. And I don't think you need to wait long. You're already seeing words in the first few hours after the election, and the gun rights are going to be a major target. That's why I have you on, Eric. Tell us what you see coming this next year. It's going to be mind-boggling, won't it?
Well, I think it will. And Dr. Bill, thanks for having me on with you. You're absolutely right that the Democrats just simply can't veer off their course pursuing things like gun control, even though ultimately it is going to end up harming them, because the gun issue is the one issue, maybe not the one issue, but one of the biggest issues that will motivate people to cross party lines and vote for the pro-gun candidate. And where we first started seeing this was in the early 90s, and President Clinton lamented several times. He said, "I lost control of the Congress because of
the attack of gun rights," right?
That's right. And so you saw a wave, a red wave of Democrats leaving the Democrat Party, at least for that 1994 election, and voting in a slew of Republican congressmen. I mean, it was just a politically speaking, a political mass just hammered in that polls. And that same thing has happened over and over again. I remember one Blue Dog Democrat, and I forget his name, but he was begging his leadership on the floor of the House, saying, "Please stop, sacrificing congressmen," and he was talking about members of his own party, sacrificing congressmen on the altar of gun control. And, that's precisely what's happened. If gun control was a winning issue with the American people, Donald Trump wouldn't be in office today. It would be Hillary Clinton.
Right. Well, Hillary, and I'm going to give you, I'm a Christian. I'm going to give you a little story about Hillary. About 4 years ago, I'm trying to pay, what was the genesis of Hillary Clinton? Well, she was an 8-year-old little girl. She was brought to a house in New England, and she was brought down a spiral staircase to a Luciferic ceremony, very much like Eyes Wide Shut. And you could hear people chanting at the bottom of this chamber in the basement. And they had a black obsidian stone with a little boy strapped over the top of his dark, naked hands and feet and drugged, ready to have his heart cut out. And they were chanting as he walked around with blue cowls on and a staff with a goat's head on it, chanting the Lord's Prayer in reverse, a satanic prayer. And then they prayed and cursed Hillary Clinton, her family, which are Rodhams, which are warlocks and witches, to be indwelt by a transdimensional entity. So I said, "Now I know what she is. She's a person of clay and iron. Clay being human flesh and dwelt by demonic entities." And you'll see it with the royals, right across Europe and so on. That's why I refer to the Queen as Queen Reptile. People have to understand, we're not just dealing with normal human beings that are just greedy or slightly perverted. We're dealing with, as it says in Thessalonians, a very grave evil. And they don't mind the idea that they, remove guns from people that are, say, my age, 66. I can't outrun a 25-year-old. I'm stronger than them, probably, because that's my natural nature. But if I have to defend myself, I need a gun. And I've even, a few months ago, had, when I talked about the idea of Mad Maxine Waters, said, don't think it's protesting to come up to my dinner table, spit in my dinner, and try to beat me with a club or hit me with a machete. I'm going to make sure that if I think you're coming. And I had one guy actually in Louisiana threaten me by name. His name is Matt Bell. I'm going to say that to you out there, Mr. Matt Bell. You need to realize you're a marked man. You show up in Vista trying to harm me or my family, which you've already threatened to do specifically to me, you're going to not have a nice day. You're not going to end up in a trauma. You're going to end up in the grave, and you're going to face your master, Lucifer. And people need to understand. They say, "You're an evil person, Deagle." No, I'm not. I'm a Joshua Christian. We need to be able to defend ourselves. The idea of defending ourselves is one of the primary things in the Constitution. You can't let somebody beat you up or your family or harm you, especially if you're older or you're a female. Imagine a 120-pound female, she's in a parking garage, she's got a concealed carry weapon with her, and she's got a 320-pound, maybe drunk or drug-addicted person wanting to assault or rape her in the parking garage. She can even that up really quick if she whips out her gun, because women with a handgun are usually a better shot than men. All of a sudden, his 320 pounds becomes a 120-pound drunk female that she can just grab by the neck and throw against the side of the car or have them kneel down until the police arrive. So, to me, it's an obscene thing that somehow Democrats think that guns kill people. No. People that are crazy or drug addicts or are criminals, like the MS-13 gang or these gangs in Chicago where it's a gun-free zone, they kill people. Not people like me. People like me have no intention to harm any other American, but you want to harm me? You're going to have a bad day. You're going to have a death day. You're not going to have a day where you're going to arrive with a chest tube in you and you're going to have a trauma surgeon save you. I'm going to make sure whatever wounds take you down, you're going to meet your maker, buddy. All right? And if you take that as a threat, take it, please. Because I don't want you to show up at my doorstep. I don't want to harm another fellow American. I want to pray for you, you crazy SOB. But I want you to realize America is a dialectic where we're dialogue and work out solutions. I don't care what your background is. I don't care what your skin color is. I'm completely colorblind. I don't care what you're wealthy or rich or poor you are. I care about you. But don't try to bring it. Don't try to bring it. And people just think that it's an obscenity now to defend yourself, don't they? What do you think, Eric?
Well, I think that this battle for gun control is going to be fomented by events like what we saw yesterday. It's the old don't let a tragedy go to waste. You mentioned Chicago. Chicago should be the complete example of how gun control has failed. What we saw yesterday happen in that California bar was the failure of gun control. That bar was a gun-free zone. By laws, citizens were not able to own a firearm in any place that that serves alcohol.
Right.
So it's a gun-free zone, and what we see is that 98% of public mass shootings occur in places like that, in gun-free zones.
They should change their gun-free zones to shooting galleries. How's that?
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Look at our agenda for this week, this month, and this year. My guess is you're going to see them come out really strong with both the media lockstep. The media and the deep state and the Democratic Party and the Rhino Republicans are all lockstep. They're really not separate. They're like one big ugly beast with different heads, aren't they? They got a Rhino head, they got a Democratic head, and they got a media head, and they got an intel agency head. The multi-headed beast of the literally that wants to disarm us, disable us, and stick us eventually, if necessary, into civil detention camps and execution chambers. People say, oh no, they won't do that. I said, you know what? I work with classified projects with the government, with Operation Top Off and Dark Winter. Do not underestimate the beast of the dark side of our government. Do not underestimate them. They give the devil his due, believe me. And they make him gloriously happy, don't they? So, Eric, what's the agenda this year for legislation? Because we need legislation to allow more concealed carry. In fact, I talked to your dad last year about this, that we need legislation so if you have a concealed carry permit in one state, you should be able to carry in another state, shouldn't you? You don't want to find all of a sudden your gun's confiscated at the airport and you can't carry it into another area. If you're licensed in one area, you should be able to carry it elsewhere, shouldn't you?
Absolutely. It's the craziest thing. You can drive all around the country into any state, no problem. But now, just try to drive with a firearm. You can exercise your right in your home state, but it's very likely you're not going to get far if you drive out of state. And, you know, the bottom line is your right to protect yourself shouldn't end at the state lines. And, if somebody wants to drive, let's say, Florida to Maine, they're eventually going to come to a choke point at New York and New Jersey where it's going to be virtually impossible to drive through, at least concealed carrying.
Right, and the problem is this big, go ahead.
I was going to say, it was one of our top agenda items to fix this.
I know. How is that coming now? I know the legislation was put out more than a year ago, I think around a year and a half ago, and it hasn't moved from one committee to another. And, of course, part of it is the problem with Ryan Republicans like Paul Ryan, who disagrees with the president over birthright citizenship, that people can illegally come here from China or elsewhere, China or Russia, or cross the border, pop out a kid, and through chain migration, all of a sudden everybody becomes a citizen. It's obscene, isn't it?
Well, the Republican leadership has been a problem in terms of advancing concealed carry reciprocity, no doubt. That's one reason why we're supporting Jim Jordan. Obviously, it would be now for the position of minority leader, but he would be a far superior choice for the Republicans because he's a fighter, he's pro-Second Amendment, he's pro-Constitution. And
well, that's part of the reason why the Republicans are in power. They promised to build a wall. They promised to do this, this, and this, and they didn't do anything because the Rhino Republicans didn't walk lockstep with Donald Trump. And now that most of them are gone, 40 retired, and most of the other GOPers are gone, so when they rebuild the GOP party, they're going to be Trumpians. And I think that the Democrats are going to commit to, I said, geopolitical harry-carry and disembowel themselves, and you're going to see a massive increase in the House and Senate. And Trump isn't going to have any agenda blockers anymore, and Nancy's going to have to retire and go and crochet or do something. She's not going to be doing politics after 2020.
Yeah, let's hope not.
It's not hoping. I know, listen, it's like releasing a psychotic criminal from jail, expecting him to be a nice guy and he didn't go back to not being a criminal. It sure is a guided missile that's heading directly to your submarine. Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats, that I call Democrappies or the Demon Rats, they're going to misbehave. Okay? And their misbehavior is going to destroy them. It's also going to guarantee now, in fact, Trump is more guaranteed to become elected in 2020 now that the Democrats took the House, and you're more guaranteed to get gun rights in the next 2 years than if the Democrats didn't take the House. Because their bad behavior is going to be so obscene, it's going to change the landscape for the public supporting gun rights and also non-lethal rights. People don't realize we have all kinds of taser and other weapons, and non-lethal weapons are going to come online, not just guns. And we need to legislate so people can have them. So if you're a woman out there, you don't have to have a gun necessarily. Maybe you have some kind of phaser like Star Trek, where you knock somebody down, or a paralysis gun. You know, people say, oh, that can't happen. I say, this is the 21st century. We're inventing everything like the singularity. If it's not available now, it'll be available before the end of the decade. Somebody can have a device they can have in their pocket like the size of a lighter. They can point at you and knock you to the ground. You may break your teeth, but you're not dead. You know, the fact is, this is coming, isn't it?
You may know more about that than I do.
I know a lot. I know classified stuff. I'm an inventor. I have 6 technologies. I'm working on a 7th. A hell of a lot more dangerous than guns, and I can build them right out here or hire an engineer to make them for me. People say, oh, you can't do that, Deagle. I said, I'm talented. I have skill sets. And people don't understand. For example, 2 of them I have up my wellness conditions for 10 years with John Moore from over at RBN. And then John was on my show. He's a former Special Forces from Vietnam. And 2 of them I have posted up there, how to make a ball-bearing accelerator weapon that accelerates the ball bearings up to 20 times faster than the fastest bullet. It'll go right through body armor and levels and a Bradley or a level 3 body armor like it's butter. And a linear accelerator weapon that can accelerate welder's flux to hundreds of thousands of foot per second, cut a man in half at a mile and a half away. So you think, oh, we can't do it, Deagle? I was building high explosives and solid fuel rockets. It had to do it through a wall I built with toggles when I was 12 and 13. I have skill sets. That's why the other side, they want to tick off the ego, man. I'm going to release a hellish barrage of technologies well beyond guns to our public to protect themselves. And if they want to come for it, we're going to arrange an appointment to meet Allah, Jesus, Buddha, whoever they like. But they're going to have a meeting to meet the other side of reality. Because the end of their world.
Well, in the meantime, we've got to stay politically active.
I'm going to support you. I mean, I think we need that legislation for mobility. There's another bit of legislation you guys are working on, too. Tell us what that is.
Well, there's quite a few. Obviously, one is concealed carry reciprocity. That's big. That's huge. Another one.
That's number one.
Deregulating suppressors. There's no reason.
Yeah, now, why would they deregulate? Why would they want to remove suppressors? You can't hear the damn thing. I mean, how crazy is that?
Yeah, it's a kind of a stupid leftover from the mafia days, and the idea that killers or assassins could do it quietly with a suppressor, which of course is bogus. It's amazing. I've met people from Europe, and they're like, "What's wrong with your country? You know, we have more gun control in our home country, and yet we're encouraged to use suppressors because it's more sporting to protect people's eardrums."
And, right, exactly. Do you want to lose hearing? Because if you go have a gun without a suppressor, you have a high caliber weapon. Bye bye hearing, man. It's going to be gone.
Exactly right.
Yeah, now, no more hearing.
So that's of course an important piece of legislation that we're fighting for. On the other hand, red flag laws are something that we are going to have a heck of a time fighting. We were able to stop these laws in about a dozen states, but we know we're going to see it at the national level. Basically, it throws out your Second Amendment rights. You can have your guns confiscated without due process. All somebody has to do is level an accusation against you, and without due process, it's kind of actually what Trump said: take the guns, then do due process later.
Napoleonic gun laws. How's that? Napoleonic. Guilty until proven innocent. And another one is actually veterans, and I've talked to experts. We've had them, lawyers on the show. We need to protect our veterans so they don't lose gun rights because they're temporarily depressed. Right?
Would you like to get? Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Usually we have the amazing and the illustrious and knowledgeable, biblically knowledgeable, senior head of the Continuing Church of God, Dr. Bob Teal, who's also a naturopath. I consider myself a medical naturopath. And we're on a little early today, which is great because we have lots to cover. And I opened up this can of worms of, there's a lot of stuff going on that, to me, it doesn't look rational, humane, reasonable, or Christian in our country. Remember, the Constitution itself is based, supposedly, that the rule of laws are based on the constitutional idea in the Bible. I don't see any evidence of that. In fact, I don't see niceness anymore. The parties a hundred years or so ago were not that far apart. But the Democrats, and now called the demon rats, are insane, and there's a bunch of rhino globalist Republicans, too. And they're not reasonable at all. What's going on, I think, whether it's Russiagate or talking about removing our Second Amendment rights, or the craziness of taking, you know, a broken healthcare system called Medicare and making it for all. You don't take a broken system, make it for all, and then bankrupt the country, and then you don't get rid of malpractice and start mediation, or get rid of the crazy drug prices, or the variation in medical costs up to 300-400% for the same procedure within 20 miles. I know that I've seen stats on it. So, Dr. Bob, what are your observations since the election where the House was taken back by the demon rats, I call them, and Trump is now going to have to respond to this, and his new Wittig, his new attorney general, he's narrowing the probe of Russiagate, and he's going to set up an independent counsel that's going to start going after Hillary Clinton with direct attacks. I mean, I know that the church doesn't get involved with voting, but you're going to be affected by this because this background disaster that's going on in America is going to get really ugly in the next 2 years, isn't it?
Well, what we're seeing is, you know, Jesus warned about the House being divided. Now, the founding fathers of the United States were aware of this, and Abraham Lincoln actually, of course, specifically, well, of course, he's not founding father, but in the sense he was, he kept the Republic together, quoted that scripture And we're seeing this happen now. We've got a situation where, and this is something the founding fathers of the United States were warned about. They warned about if you had a party system, that people would start to do things just for the party, as opposed to for the benefit of the country.
Exactly. And I think all the major founding fathers said the same thing, didn't they? They thought it was a bad thing to have a party system, didn't they?
Yeah, so they were concerned about it, and because, you know, there's a scripture, something to the effect that Jesus knew what was in men, okay? Well, the founding fathers didn't know that perfectly.
Right.
But, you know what? They had a pretty good idea. They had an idea, okay? Because,
yeah,
you know, most of these people were not 15 years old.
Well, in other words, when people tribalize, when people get into a tribe like the GOP or the Democrats, that's why I call the Democrats the dumb and crappy or the demon rats. I call the Republicans the Republic raps. And they're both bad. The Democrats at present are considerably worse. But they're both will sort of swim the same way, just like a group of dolphins or birds in the sky. And if they swim the wrong way and harm us, we're all victims. And so people have to understand that. So when the Democrats or the Republicans do something and they swim in a way that's against the people, we're affected by it whether we vote or not. I know the church members don't vote, but you're still going to be affected by this, the swimming the wrong way, right?
Well, well, from my perspective, you know, it lines up with prophecies.
Right.
You had me on before talking about a book I wrote called Donald Trump and America's Apocalypse.
Right.
And one of the things that I wrote in it, let me quote from the book. I wrote, "Donald Trump has been a polarizing figure and has offended many. Expect civil unrest in rioting. The Bible prophesies there will be terror within." Now, we're also, in terms of unrest, we're talking about the fact that you've got political leaders who do not seem to be able to have civil discourse with other political leaders. And how is this going to wind up? Well, it's going to not wind up good. Okay? It's simply not going to end up good.
Right. So,
the Apostle Paul wrote, you know, you shall love your neighbor as yourself, love does no harm to neighbor, therefore love is the fulfillment of the law. So it's not loving somebody to go over and try to bother them when they're out to eat at a restaurant or doing protests in front of their house. You know, there's a place for protest, in my opinion. And I was recently in Washington, D.C., and I've been there a couple of times, and sometimes you'll see people protesting in front of the White House.
Right.
And there's a big fence, and there's a wide spot, and, you know, that I think that's an appropriate place to protest. Now, you can't actually go around near the president all the time to bother him, but I would think that's not appropriate. But they're not civil, and they need to think about from both sides. You're supposed to love your neighbors yourself. It doesn't mean you have to agree with everything your neighbor does, okay? But, you know, my neighbors and I, I'm pretty sure, don't agree on theological matters. We don't tend to discuss them, but I don't go over there thinking, oh, well, since we don't agree, then this everything you're doing with your house or your lawn or something is wrong. It's like, just none of my business, okay? They're not bothering me at my house. I don't go, you know, I shouldn't be bothering them because I don't agree with them. But unfortunately, we've gotten more and more being egged on by the media is to go out and try to bother people as much as you can, and now yesterday, I probably shouldn't say this because I'm going to defend both sides of this. Yesterday, I heard what I thought was partially a horrible speech from President Trump. Okay, claiming that how he tried to spin the election results, and then when he got some questions from Jim Acosta and some others. Now, I think Acosta was out of line. This is what I can say. I'm going to offend both sides.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I think Acosta ended up being out of line. Okay. But Trump doesn't. When I hear him saying about him being rude and uncivil, I think the president is often rude himself. And so I wish both sides would truly mean the fact they really want to work together and try to help.
Yeah, well, I think his behavior is going to get worse. It's my prediction that both the Democrats, I call the dumb and crappies, Pelosi and all these other Democrats, their behavior is going to get worse. And so is Trump's. I see both sides polarizing further and getting further, digging their heels in and starting all their power brokering to play their games. I don't think it's going to get nicer. I think it's going to get out of control.
I'm afraid you're probably right, and you can hope that they will try to have something resembling civil discourse.
They're not. I think what's going to happen, though, and this is another side of it, is Donald Trump is going to be on the knife's edge of being a dictator, using presidential powers and independent counsels and the Senate and so on. And in fact, now that that Ruth, I changed her name, by the way, from Bader to Gator, G-A-T-A-R, like a big alligator. She's a very sick lady. She's in her mid-late 80s. She had cancer in 2014. She had a stent in 2015. She had pancreatic cancer about a year and a half ago. And she just fallen, broke three ribs, and she's incoherent. She's done. She's no longer a justice.
Well, we'll see. You're right. I know.
I guarantee it. That's pretty medically, I guarantee. No, she's done. She's no longer able to sit in the council. She's been on and off even the last number of months. She's not even showing up all the days. So I have from my legal sources absolutely good intel that she's done. She's done today, which means they're going to have to replace her because a lot of legislation coming up. And this Christian lady that has seven children is a very top legal mind. She's, I think, in her late 40s, early 50s. She's most likely to be appointed by Trump. And if you think that the Democrats were bad with Kavanaugh, what are they going to say when it's a woman placing a woman who's a Catholic, uber-Christian, has never got anything bad in her background? And it's almost guaranteed to happen. And guaranteed, the first thing that's going to go is Christian organizations are going to file to get the Supreme Court, Roe versus Wade. And on the federal level, abortion rights for women to kill their baby at birth or thereafter is going to be gone probably before even 2020. That's my guess.
Well, we'll see, because if that happens...
I have friends inside the pro-life movement that are already moving the law forward. They're going to do it. And I guarantee you now, even with Kavanaugh and Gorsuch, and if they replace and put this, what's her name, Coney Barrett, if she gets put in, it's a guarantee. It's over, people. That's why the Democrats are freaking. They didn't really win the election. They just won a way of guaranteeing Trump's re-election, because the bad behavior of the Democrats will guarantee Trump gets in. Whether he's good or bad or misbehaving or acting like a dictator, he's going to come sweeping back in, and it's probably going to get ugly, just like I said, King Herod or Agrippa. His behaviors.
See what happens in the next election.
Yeah, the next election is going to get ugly.
Dragon Swallow Evolution.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Welcome back. So, you wrote an interesting book about the apocalyptic nature of Donald Trump. I think some of the things Donald Trump thinks he justifies, if it's right or it's legal, even if the optics are awful, I'm going to do it. I'm thinking, Donald, don't do that, man. For example, a good example is his father complaining that his kids didn't get a ride home in Air Force One after he got him out of prison in China, which was spent 20 to 30 years in prison for stealing stuff over there. They were athletes. And the father went online on CNN, MSNBC. Trump should never have counter-tweeted that. He should keep his mouth shut unless it's something important. And he also should remember that everything you do, even if it's legal or it seems like it's reasonable, if the optics look bad, don't do it. Right?
Well, how can I put this? I don't think a politician should just do things for optics, on the one hand. On the other
hand... No, but the thing is, I agree with that to some extent, but, for example, I would say send the troops below the border. If the Mexicans want to deal with us, Send the troops down to intercept these people, and the ones that can be better and want to work, get them to work. They want money. Give them money. Let them pick fruit. Let them do stuff, because we need them. In fact, I have people inside the industry that have told me personally that because of it, we are already picking all the crops. Do you know that up to 90 to 95% of the crops for vegetables and other things are picked in California by illegals coming from Central and South America and Mexico?
Yeah, I don't know the percentage. But
it's a lot. It's a lot. You know, the fact is, industry is suffering here, which is why these crazy Democrats want a sanctuary state and sanctuary cities, because they don't have an immigration policy where they can vet people for a Bracero 2 work program. They don't want citizenship. They want to go back to their home country with a packet of money so they can buy food and fruit and other things and have a life. And we don't get it. And the optics look awful. And, you know, I tell people, we could make this really simple. And even before we get to a bill with immigration, but I don't think Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats are going to collaborate with Trump. I think they're going to be unreasonable to their own detriment.
Well, we'll see. There's a prophecy that from Isaiah chapter 59. I'd like to read.
Mm-hmm.
Because you asked me how I see the political stuff. Because I try to stay away from politics. But here's from a scriptural perspective. It says, "Your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies. Your tongue has muttered perversity. No one calls for justice, nor does any plead for the truth. They trust in empty words and speak lies. They conceive evil and bring forth iniquity." And one of the problems that I see is you'll see people who are doing things for show, or what do they call them, talking points?
Right.
The talking points can be totally wrong, but they hope that people will view things a certain way as opposed to the truth. As far as some of the specifics you've talked about earlier, obviously I'm anti-abortion. And
right.
We'll see what happens with the Supreme Court. I had
Mark Taylor on the program that wrote the Trump prophecies as a firefighter. And I think a third appointment to the Supreme Court is going to happen, probably even before 2020, because I can tell you as a medical doctor that Gita Ginsburg, she's done. Whether it's now or 2 months from now, she's no longer medically competent to be a Supreme Court justice. And that means Trump's going to, in the next 6 months, appoint Coney Barrett. This female, who's already kind of right after Kavanaugh, is almost certainly going to be the female appointee. And when they do it, these people on the left this is their sacrament. You have to understand, it's not just, if we cared about women having pregnancy, we put a valve in. And there was a doctor that I'm aware of at Health One Columbia, this is going back 25 years, that developed a valve technique to put through the belly button that costs less than a couple bucks. They could turn you off your pregnancies, and you turn the valve back on, and you can get pregnant again, right at the junction of the tubo-ovarian junction. So I'm not against that. Maybe you don't want to have babies, but then you don't have hormones, for example. Most people don't realize that horsemare urine has 16-hydroxyestrogen addicts that cause cancer of the uterus and cancer of the breast. People know.
Before you go too far on that particular point, people don't realize that the drug Premarin, the hormone Premarin, that's what it stood for, pregnant mare urine. Okay, you just mentioned that, but I don't think many of your listeners knew that.
Right, Premarin, that's what it is. And horsemare urine, by the way, they've known for 40 damn years. These damn obstetricians have known it causes cancer. Okay? As a biochemist and as a doctor, I can tell you it's obscene. And the thing is, the Democrats and the rhino Republicans that support their abortion rights, this is a sacrament. This is a human sacrifice to their Nephilim, their incubi and succubi, sexual warrior demons of the dark side of devils. People, oh no, Dr. Deagle, I say, no, you're not right. And by the way, the eventual thing that they want is not just to bring women for abortion. The globalists want to eventually control all pregnancy. In fact, the health minister under Barack Obama wants to sterilize the population and only give the antidote to specific people that are licensed to reproduce. So they eventually want to take away not only abortion from women, they want to take the right to even reproduce, even through vaginal sex, or even genetically engineered babies grown in laboratories. So, you know, you go down to the birthing unit. So in the future, Planned Unparenthood, which is what I call them, could become Planned Parenthood. So in other words, the state could license them to have the artificial uteri, and they can take now a punch biopsy of your forearm, even if you're male, and they can make ovum sperm from your forearm. Did you know that? They can do that as of this year.
I was unaware of that, but I am aware that the scripture says in the book of Genesis that humans would be able to learn how to do all kinds of things. I know that in the book of Daniel it says knowledge would be increased at the end times.
Oh yeah, this is the end of the age, man. If you don't think of this, even if you're not a Christian, let me tell you, if you know the breadth of technology that I know from my regular and classified sources and medical sources or in published journals, regular journals, it's mind-blowing. Like the Cas-CRISPR-9 protocol for genetic insertion. And 3 years and a half ago, now 4 years ago, now Christmas, the British had a conference and they actually said that they can have a child now with up to 30-some parents by genetically pulling different chromosomes and assembling them, including a different mitochondria from their, to create a whole new individual that's put together like, a Lego child. Snap this piece and that piece together. And even bring in animal genes, transhuman genes from other father species in general. Oh, no, they can't do that. I say, you're an idiot. You got evil people with unending science and no restraint, and they're going to do this damn stuff, aren't they?
Well, there's no fear of God before their eyes, at least there's a prophecy regarding that. And Jesus,
right,
unless these days were short, no flesh should be saved alive. And what we're seeing is a lot of perversity, the idea of humans can totally control everything.
Right.
Since it's a nutra-medical hour.
Well, they're trying to create a new, you want to call singularity God. I mean, literally, the globalists and the Democrats and so on, they want to create an AI cybernetic super God that'll replace the God of the universe. That's what they want, isn't it?
They make God in their own image, and the image,
right,
that they have is tends to be on the satanic side. And
You're kidding. As a pastor and teacher, you're creating this so softly there, Dr. Bob. You make me laugh, I like to hit it hard, like a karate punch. Like, listen, people, this is not a rehearsal. This is the big show, isn't it?
Well, what we've got going on is, particularly in the West, in the United States, when I grew up, pretty much everyone that went to church, okay, it was pretty much everybody did.
Right.
And now you see less and less of that. And I'm not trying to say all churches are the same and all this stuff, but decades ago, at least there was a bit of more respect for at least the principles of biblical morality. People actually could understand why adultery doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Issues with fornication in terms of pregnancy and disease and stuff. They kind of understood that. And that, it's not that they don't understand that at all now, but they've decided they have a better understanding and it doesn't matter. In the old King James Version of the Bible, it talks about evildoers who are going to wax worse and worse. And I think we're seeing that. And the other thing we're seeing is that people are believing their own lies a lot. And on the political side, and I mentioned the term talking points. People act like these things are true when they're not. And that's not leading to a good direction. It's not going to be good for the United States. I believe that short of national repentance, the United States' days are numbered. I see what's happening in the political sphere basically confirming that.
Right.
Now, for your listeners, no, I don't believe the end is going to come in the next 3 years or something like that.
No. I think it's beyond that, but I think we're warming up. We're getting there. We're in the birth pangs right now, aren't we? We're not at the tribulation yet, but it's like getting into a sauna room. They've closed the door, the coals are thrown on, the steam's rising. It's starting to get hot, isn't it?
Yeah.
We're in the sauna room of Satan. How's that?
All right. When we come back in the other hour, I want to talk about the Sanhedrin and what's been going on with that.
The Sanhedrin?
Yes.
Sounds like a wonderful topic. I'm sure you've got some...
That was my topic for today, but you called me a little earlier.
Yeah, well, that's okay. I'm glad we covered the other stuff. We're going to get Sanhedrin knowledge when we come back.
All right.
That'll be interesting. Back in a number of minutes, I guess we have a few minutes for a bio break. And with the amazing brilliance and wisdom, spiritual wisdom of Dr. Bob Thiel and his team of pastors from the CCOG.org, Continuing Church of God, we'll be back in a moment.
Merrill.
Nutramedical's New True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.